Me and a Guy Named Elvis. Author's note, Jerry Schilling. I wouldn't want to speak for Elvis Presley and tell you that I was his best friend, but I can tell you this, he was my best friend. I met Elvis when I was just a boy and he was a teenager. I met him on one of the last weekends before he became Elvis, when he was simply a truck driver who did some singing on the side. I knew him for 23 years, and in those years, I grew up with him, lived with him, worked for him, learned from him, laughed with him, and shared one amazing experience after another with him. Elvis was the first rock and roll superstar, and he became one of the world's biggest movie stars. But I didn't know him as a star. I knew him as a friend. In writing this book, my hope has been to present Elvis not as the larger-than-life figure known around the globe, but as simply a very real and quite remarkable human. That's important to me because as Elvis has become an icon and a figure of legend, I think an appreciation of his humanity's been lost. Viewing Elvis as some kind of rock and roll superhero doesn't do justice to his very human struggle, his talent, his life, or his legacy. He was my friend, and this book is, above all, a story of friendship. The book is also a personal history, and as such, it's a work of memory. Sifting through 6 decades worth of memories has been no easy task, but whenever possible, efforts have been made to ensure that the history part of this personal history is accurate. My life's history is very much interwoven with Elvis's, and much of his life has been extensively documented. So if it was possible to look up or double-check a who, what, when, or where, I have done it. Documents don't often capture the more personal moments of life, though, and that's where memories must be sorted out. In thinking back on my life and experiences, I've tried to balance the way I remember things now with the way I might have experienced them at the time. I've tried to be as honest as possible about how and why things happened, and have tried to resist the temptation to describe a past I might have wished for rather than the one I experienced. The places, people, and events of this book are real, as I remember them. No scenes have been invented, no characters made up, and the timeline of events reflect a real chronology. The dialogue people speak in these pages may not be verbatim transcription, but always reflect the words I remember hearing. In just a couple of cases, when it wasn't possible to contact someone from my past, I have changed the name in deference to the sensitivity of the situation described. People have been making up all kinds of stories about Elvis since his first record came out. And in the years since his death, the stories have become so big that my friend's very real life has often been obscured or ignored. In putting this book together, I have discovered over and over again that with Elvis, the truth is always the best story of all.